A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Great, 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 big, 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 awesome, 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 awesome. Our God is a great God. He has no equal. The only wise, the only true and wise God, as we read in Jude chapter 2, verse 24, the God who is keeping the breath that is in you, he is keeping the breath in all his creation. The book of Psalms says he opens his hands and he meets the needs of his creation. Nothing that God made is languishing. Not the ants, not the birds, not the animals. They don't have bank accounts. They don't have storehouses. But daily God provides for them. He makes the plants of the field to be beautiful. They know their season. The lily, they don't struggle to come out. When it is spring, they just spring out. I am believing God that you know how great this your God is. The sun does not struggle to shine. The stars, they don't compete with one another. The moon cannot be hidden when it is its time. Lord, I bless your name. You are God and you are great. Lord, you are the only wise God, the only true and wise God. You are more than able. We bless you, Father. Lord, may we catch a revelation of your greatness. As a family of faith, may we walk in the revelation of your greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, there is nothing you have promised that you cannot make happen. Lord, thank you, Father. Even for troubled hearts this morning, I pray, O God, that the revelation of your greatness will minister comfort. Lord, the revelation of your greatness will minister comfort. In the name of Jesus, to souls that are not yet saved, the revelation of your greatness will minister salvation, will help them to enter into the grace that brings salvation to men. Backsliders, the awesomeness of your power, the understanding of your greatness will make them to return to you. The awesomeness of your love, that you don't cast us away, but you are willing to bring us back. As we pray this morning that your cord of love will draw your people to yourself. Lord, is there anyone who is physically present but emotionally absent? Lord, by your spirit, let your cord of love reach out to the hearts of your people. Let no heart wander away. Let no heart wander away. Let no heart wander away. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, the awesomeness of your power to heal the sick. Is there anyone that came in with pain, just barely managed to come in? Lord, saying, I have to be in the presence of my Father. Lord, the awesomeness of your power, let it reach out to heal. Let there be no sickness that will be able to withstand the presence of our God. In the name of Jesus, as we sing about your splendor, I pray, oh God, that you just display your splendor in every situation and in every circumstance. Let your splendor, oh God, answer to the requests of your people. Let it answer to the questions in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Lord, take absolute control. Thank you for helping us in worship. We want to thank you for every gift that you are and grace you are blessing in this home. We take it not for granted. We thank you for everyone that is a worker. Lord, for 10 months, oh God, consistently serving at your table. Daddy, I pray that the miracle of the 11th hour, the blessings of the 11th month, Lord, will be upon your people. In the name of Jesus, everyone that has been coming, Lord, trusting you, O God, for a change, or just showing up to say, Father, I am here again because of your mercy. I pray that greater mercy will be their portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take no one's presence for granted because you are the one that calls us to yourself. Thank you for calling us. We bless you, Father. Lord, I yield myself to you again. Lord, I have nothing of mine, no gifts to give, except that which I have received. both in the word, in the communion, as I continue the manifestation of your presence that has started with us, even in prayers. I pray, Lord, that I will not dilute your word, that it will return to the hearts you have sent it to with power, and it will also be responded to with power, that, Lord, it will accomplish the purpose for which you have sent it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Just greet 3 or 4 people. Hallelujah. Thank God for them. Appreciate God in their lives. Appreciate God in the lives of his people. Yes, Lord, we extend peace to your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Jehovah. Yes, yes, you look good. You look beautiful. I say the glory of God. I say the grace of God in your life. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Lord, we take no one for granted. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's good to see everyone. And it's good to see Brother Emmanuel. Hallelujah. God bless you. We appreciate God in you. Amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in the 11th month, people of God. Just about 8 weeks or 7 more weeks and the year 2018. Hallelujah. And God has been faithful. He's been keeping. He's been strengthening. He's been encouraging. He's been correcting. He's been instructing us. We bless his name. And I want to thank God for your life in the name of Jesus. This month, as we have all been talking about, our theme is above and beyond. Above and beyond. This God we serve is God beyond the galaxy. Hallelujah. In another few years, some people have determined that they're going to live on Mars. Hallelujah. The last reading I read is that they are thinking about how to bomb babies on Mars, on the planet. What type of children should they be having? Amen? How are the children going to be born? How are they going to survive? So men are thinking fast, but they are not thinking wide enough. I want to thank God because he's helping us to see what he can make happen if we allow him. If people who believe there is no God are thinking that way, what are we believers thinking? How far do we want God to make his wonders known among us? Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. I'm using the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. I'm reading from verse 14 to 21. It says, when I think of all these things, or when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience his love, the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Did I hear your amen? Amen. Amen. Yesterday afternoon, I just had a thought flash through my heart. And the question was, God, to whom are you sending me tomorrow? And there was silence. There was no response. There was nothing. until later in the evening. The question came again, Lord, to whom are you sending me tomorrow? And I heard clearly in my spirit, to the connected. Amen. To the connected. Are you connected? Amen. Are you connected? To the connected. And then this morning, I don't know if I may not use my notes, but it's just the way it came. The Lord began to show me how there is electricity supply, but only the utensils, the equipments that are connected can draw. He began to show me how often I would have plugged an instrument and I'd be expecting it to be fully charged, especially laptops or computer. And I'll look again and it's not charged. And I realize I haven't switched on. That little thing, it can cause a lot of problems. My equipment are always bigger than it. But unless I switch it on, it doesn't happen. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's loose connections. It's actually on, but the connection is not proper. Hallelujah. Somebody say they're connected. And I believe, God, that after consecration, you are connected. And the Lord himself will keep us connected in Jesus' name. In the book of Ephesians, there are two prayers, Pauline prayers, we call them, in chapter 1. And because of time, we are not reading it from verse 15 to 23. He was praying for enlightenment, that we be enlightened. You know, it was enlightenment that made Sister Duni to realize that the thing I was thinking God hasn't done, the one I was focusing on, they were the wrong things. It was enlightenment that made her to understand that it was you that made this request before God, and you are looking through it, and these prayers have been answered. That's an understanding. That the things that happened that grieved my heart, they ought not to have taken away the joy of the things that God has done. That's enlightenment. Just realizing something, that I can do things differently. In Ephesians chapter 1, let's just look at what Paul said. It says that the eyes from verse 15, ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you may grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your heart will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given. She understood the confident hope that God has given her. And she was comforted and comfortable enough to say, I have to thank this God. I'm not going to keep my mouth silent again. I'm not going to allow what didn't happen or what happened to hold me back from thanking God. And I pray that after enlightenment, we will go into the second prayer. And what is that second prayer? This is what we have in Ephesians chapter 3. It is Ephesians 3. The prayer in Ephesians 3 is about enablement. Somebody say enablement or empowerment. It is one thing to understand. It's another thing to walk in that understanding. Is another thing to be connected to the source of power. Is another thing to enjoy the benefits of what you have understood. As we progress in the year of awesome wonders, the Lord will want to address all the matters that are yet to be done. But he wants us to understand the fact that he's always been faithful. I have heard of awesome testimonies this year. I have participated in thanking God for awesome testimonies. And I know that the remaining 60 days or less, they are not less in capacity for God's enablement. I pray that you be connected and enabled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so here in Ephesians chapter 3, he says, when I remember all that God has done. On Friday, Pastor Winford was saying to us that all the promises that God made to the Jews, they have become our own by what Christ did. All the Gentiles can lay claim to all the blessings that God pronounced upon Israel And that I found in Ephesians 3 from verse 1. It says, when I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus for the benefit of you Gentiles, assuming by the way that you know, God gave me this special responsibility of extending his grace to you Gentiles. Through Christ, God extended his grace. So if God said that his people are powerful, it means that we who have come to Christ, we are powerful. If the Bible says that Abraham was the son of God by faith, it means that all of us that believed Christ, we have become sons of God by faith. And I pray that that understanding will move us in that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Enlightenment. How many people believe that God is powerful? Hallelujah. I see your hands. God sees your heart. Hallelujah. He is powerful. Powerful enough to suspend the whole earth on water. And you can't find the pillar that is holding it. Powerful enough to see a man that had been dead for 3 or 4 days and say, come out. Without any force, the man came out. The spirit of death lost his grip over Lazarus. Genesis to Revelation testifies a catalog of the power of God. But your life sitting here is another living testimony. Hallelujah. But having an understanding that God is powerful should move us to walk in that power. A sister, Emma, said that the people don't want to walk in Cowley because they think they are troubled cases, very vulnerable women. But we thank God because she's not going in her strength, because she knows that the cases may look complex on paper, but on her knees. Because she's going to involve now unto God, this vulnerable woman, now unto God, this vulnerable child, now unto God, this vulnerable family. But she's going to partner with God to see the change that is desired. And we believe, God, that you will walk in that power. You will not be sapped of energy. God, who has sent you as light in the midst of darkness, he will back you up in Jesus' name. Your word will bring comfort. Your word will show wisdom. There will be compassion flowing from your heart to the heart of the vulnerable. Because why? Now unto God. As you knock on the doors that you have arrived, angels will arrive with you. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will go ahead of you. As you are planning each case, God himself will be taking them over. That because my daughter is involved, I am involved. Now unto him. Paul prayed that we will experience the power of God. Where are you walking that is difficult? Now unto God. Give it to God. He said to us, he prays that from his glorious unlimited resources, God will empower us. God will empower us. God will empower us. The fact that Sister Emma is drawing the power of God does not mean that I can't have, because his power is unlimited. Hallelujah. It is inexhaustible. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. If God is going to do it in Revelation, I believe he's doing it now.
Yes.
What made you to cry in the first 10 months of 2018? By the mercy of God, the door of rejoicing is opened before you. Amen. By the power that is in the name of Jesus. The weeping, Pastor Clara alluded to it, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I pray that God will draw you into the joy of this new day in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I don't want us to just follow God academically. No, we have to follow him practically. We have to follow him by experience. We need to ask God, Lord, show me where your power is and want to walk in your power. Because the Bible says, as many as believed in him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. If you have been praying through Hebrews and you have prayed through Joshua, you will see that God cannot be limited. If he needs to stop us, he will stop us. But Joshua was a man like you. He said to the sun, stand still. He said to the moon, don't go down. And they hearkened to his voice. Why? Because he was in obedience to God. Nature had to obey him. I pray that when you speak to sickness, to stop, they will stop. In the name of Jesus. When you stop to speak to confusion, cease, it will cease. In the name of Jesus Christ. We must turn our prayers to God, even as Paul did. After he had prayed, he said, I'm now handing it over to God. But let's take two examples from the Word of God. I was reading through my notes, and I saw the notes that was written in February 2014 at the dedication of Orolua. That's Faith, Abby. Orolua is the boy. Orolua. And this is what I wrote down. February 2014, Faith Orolua's dedication. Because Abraham obeyed and gave Isaac back to God. Who obeyed? Abraham. Who obeyed God? Abraham. Abraham obeyed and gave Isaac back to God. It was not the most convenient sacrifice. It was not the most plausible sacrifice. It did not reflect that God was going to be good, but obedience of Abraham opened something to Isaac. I wrote down, Isaac received the fullness of God's best plan and promise for his life. If you take the Bible from Genesis chapter 22, let's go to 22. Let's go there. Genesis 22. Obedience. When you have an understanding of the God you are serving, the best thing you can give to him is your obedience. Because your obedience will open doors for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis 22. I'm reading from verse 6. So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulder. The young boy that he wanted to use as sacrifice, he placed what? The wood on his shoulders. So already from their home, Abraham had already made Isaac a sacrifice. While he himself carried the fire and the knife, as the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. We have the fire and the wood. The boy said, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering? Verse 8, let's read it together. Brethren, the Lord opened the year 2018 speaking, year of awesome wonders. And maybe you looked at your situation and you said, Pastor, I can see myself, but where is the evidence that things are happening? Isaac got to that place. He was carrying the wood, but he wasn't seeing the animal. You may not have been seeing the animal, but today I've come to declare, God will provide himself with that which will make your year an awesome wonder. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said the question did not stop them. They kept walking. The questions that have been in your heart, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, they did not stop you. But I declare over your life, I declare over your faith, I declare over your situation, that because you kept walking with God in the month of November, the mercy of the living God will unlock the miracle, will unlock the mystery. They kept walking together. Many may have backslided. A sister said, yes, she got to that point. She thought, why bother? Where is God in all of this? Where is the awesomeness of his power? But it was already in her pocket. I don't know how many people's pocket is already carrying testimony. You only need to dip your hand into it. It was already where? In the pocket. Because when Abraham got to the place where he could have sacrificed a son, where your faith could have been sacrificed, God said to Abraham, look beyond. Because God is the God of above and beyond. Hallelujah. Look beyond. I'm glad that winter came and she needed a winter coat. No. God has a way of living. It was a treasure hunt we had last week. We were looking from one place to the other till we all found the treasure. Is that what? She had to be led to the treasure of the things that God has done. Are you connected to God? Because you will collect from him. As many as are connected will collect in the name of Jesus. Because Isaac kept walking with the father. In Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says that Isaac was blessed beyond measure. He became rich, and those who were rich, they called him rich. He became the forefather of God's own son, Jesus Christ. Isaac's life is still having an impact on and blessing millions of people worldwide through his offspring, Jesus Christ. That day when he asked the question that his father couldn't give him an earthly answer to, you know, when Isaac asked the question, you know what Abraham said? Now unto God. Who is able to provide himself with a ram? Now unto God. I don't have the answer. This journey does not seem to have the answer. But God will provide himself. And did God fail? He will not fail you in Jesus' name. He will not fail you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And that was the confidence that Isaac had when his wife became was known as barren. The Bible says he prayed to God and God heard Isaac because he had been trained that when you can't find what you need on earth, you can connect to God. I pray by the mercy of God that we will not faint, we will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second person I want us to look at is the woman with the issue of blood. Somebody say above and beyond. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Another person, Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. And we will not read the third one because it's the same scripture. The whole gospel, they have the story of this woman. And I believe that by the time God answers your prayer, by the time his power is made manifest in your situation, people will tell your story of how the Lord visited you in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Mark chapter 5, 25 to 34. And Luke chapter 8, which we are now reading, 43 to 48. Is anybody there? Let me quickly read Matthew 9. Okay, ma'am. God bless you. Please wait for the mic. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 9:20, I read. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch this his garment,
hallelujah,
I shall be whole.
Amen.
But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort.
Hallelujah.
Thy faith has made thee whole.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 34. Thank you, Lord. Mark 5, above and beyond. Hallelujah. Yes. Mark 5, yes, please. If you are reading, let's know so that we can get the mic to you, please. Yes. 25 to 34. Thank you, Lord.
So the girl hurried back to the king and told him.
Mark chapter 5. 25 to 34. Yes, ma'am.
And a certain woman.
Thank you.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Hallelujah.
For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of
Thank
her blood
you,
was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, immediately, knowing in himself that virtue has gone out of him,
thank you, Jesus,
turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Hallelujah.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saying, thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that has done this thing.
Hallelujah.
But the woman, fearing and trembling,
yes, Lord,
knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him,
yes,
and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
Hallelujah. You know, this woman was unnamed. And I believe any one of us can take her position today, this month of above and beyond. But she was unnamed. She had an issue that earthly situation was not bringing solution to. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, giving us a greater detail than Matthew did, that she had been infirm for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from, how do you suffer from the hand of doctors? I don't know how that is made possible. But she had become a specimen. Go for this test, go for that test, go for that this. We are starting a new trial. And the Bible says she grew worse. This day, is there any situation you are handling that seems to be growing worse? From January, you thought you would have met with the solution. But it appears to be growing worse. Jesus has answer for you today. The record of men, even our own record, was that this thing is not getting better. This situation is not getting better. I have sought the face of doctors. I have spent all that I have. I have cried in the day. I have called in the night. I have called on the powers that be, the specialists and the professors that be. The Bible says, but she got no better. In fact, she got worse. But she had a little energy. And all her energy that she had, no money, but just energy, is just to press through the crowd. Can you press through unbelief? Can you press through fear? Can you press through shame? Can you press through grief? Can you press through sorrow? Till you touch the hem of his garment. As the Lord was saying to me yesterday, he said, many people trust, but they are not touching. He said, many people trust me, but they are not touching me. I know they trust me that I can do it, but I can't feel their touch to release the virtue. I cannot feel their touch through the press. I see them, when they see the crowd, they just give up. When they see the report, they give up. When they feel the pressure, they give up. I cannot feel their touch. Ask them to touch me. How many people will touch him? You trust God, but you are not touching him. You trust that he can, but you are not stretching forth your hand. The Bible said this woman proposed in her heart that yes, it's been getting worse, but today, I'm going to use the little strength in me to touch the one who is unlimited. I'm going to use the little courage I have to touch him. I already have the courage to go past the crowd. I'm not ashamed of people calling me a woman with the issue of blood. I'm not ashamed of my doctor saying, but I told you there is no solution. I'm not ashamed of my family saying, we are tired. I'm not ashamed of my friends saying, you smell. I'm not ashamed of the world saying, where are you coming from? The law forbids you. I'm going to use this little energy. I'm going to use this little power. All I want to do is just to touch the one I trust. Can you touch the one you trust? She knew that he could do above and beyond what all the doctors couldn't do. She had been suffering for 12 years. I don't know if this was the first year of Jesus' ministry. I don't know if it was just the second year of his ministry. I don't know if it was the third year of his ministry. But we know that Jesus only ministered for 3.5 years. Every issue that she was carrying, she brought it to Jesus. Loss of money, loss of health, loss of name. She was so bad, nobody remembered her name. But she said, I will use this little energy. I will give it to my Creator. I will allow my touch to touch him. I've touched many doctors. They have my name in all their books. But just this one touch. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think. I don't know what her expectation was, but the Bible says she was made instantly whole. Maybe she was expecting gradual wholeness. But she received instant wholeness. I believe God that healed her, her fortunes must have been restored. I'm sure that on that day when people saw her whole, people were giving her money to say, oh, now we can help you. Because now you can come into the community. I pray that the touch you have on Jesus today will turn your story around. In the name of Jesus Christ, she cried out to him. When Jesus, and the cry was in her heart. I don't know how loud your thoughts can touch heaven. I don't know what heaven is hearing in your heart today. What are you thinking? Are you thinking, okay, let's round up 2018. I've already closed the book. No, let it open. Because the issue must stop. The issue that made you to cry must stop. The issue that made you to become an outcast must stop. The issue that the enemy thought couldn't be done, that felt as if it was growing worse, even today, God will work it out. Hallelujah. Hope energized her to get out of her house, to go into the crowd, because Jesus was in the crowd. She grew from being an unnamed woman to someone that heaven called daughter. Her status changed. What other name do you want? When Jesus calls you daughter. Because she passed that story over to Jesus. Let's rise up to our feet. She focused on her target. She knew that nobody in the crowd could help her but Jesus. She started by having a condition, but she ended by having a position. She was called daughter. May your condition shift so that you can take your position. May your condition be silenced so that you can receive the name that heaven calls you. She moved from having a condition to having a position in God. She was excluded. Now she's included. Hallelujah. Maybe you felt by now, I too should be flashing my red British passport. There is still room for inclusion. You feel by now I should be married. There is room for inclusion. By now my project should be booming. There is room for inclusion. From exclusion to inclusion. By now I ought to have more children. There is room for inclusion. By now this sickness ought to have given way. There is room for inclusion. Now unto him. May you touch him today. May you touch him today. May you touch him with your thoughts. May you touch him with your eyes. May you touch him with your expectation. May heaven know that virtue is being drawn by Word Fountain Christian Ministry. In the numbers in this house, may we touch him and see the growth that he can bring. May the assemblies in Swindon and North Oxford and Cowley touch Jesus. May the choir touch Jesus. May the media touch Jesus. May the ushers touch Jesus. May the prayer mentors touch Jesus. May the vessels of honor touch Jesus. May the weak touch Jesus. May the poor touch Jesus. May the weary touch Jesus. May the discouraged touch Jesus. Lord, may we touch you. May the men touch Jesus. The issue of blood. You can drop the issue and give it to him. I heard as we started praying, one of our leaders said, let's drop those baggages. Are you here? You have an issue to drop before we go to communion. Just come to the altar and touch God with your faith. I'm not going to ask you what it is because he knows it. He knows it that you need the answer. He knows it that you have been calling on him. He knows it that you want a change in your condition. You have a need before God. You need to be saved. The primary condition for connection. There is no power. It's only them that are made, called the sons of God, that have the power. You need the power to become the son of God. You want the power to become a child of God. Just come to the altar. You need the power to experience these unlimited resources that are in God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We don't have all the time. If you're coming, just come so that we pray. We pray, let's keep praying, all of us. Hallelujah. I don't know if you feel.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.